anymore. With RxDrugCart.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You are listening to GCN.
Overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guest. And before I go on, I'm going to ask if any of you are out there listening to this program on shortwave, that you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Just leave your name, where you live, and, of course, the telephone number so we can get back to you. We want to know if the shortwave is coming in. We changed frequencies. We've had a lot of complaints. A lot of people say it just is not coming through at all. So if you're not listening, of course you can't call. But if you are listening, we want to know if we do have a good reception out there. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And with that as a background, let me introduce our special guest this afternoon, Barry Shamus. And Barry is a Jewish patriot. He's dedicated his life to trying to preserve the state of Israel. And, of course, he sees what's going on over there today and the discouragement of the people there as they have been betrayed systematically by their leaders. And, of course, both political parties are controlled by the same people, just like they are here. In fact, the leadership of Israel today is largely controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations and the associated organizations that dominate the American political scene as well. And now, of course, we see everything suggested that there's going to be another war there in the Near East. Certainly there's talk of putting NATO troops into the area between Gaza and the state of Israel, perhaps into Gaza itself. And then, of course, we see what's going on in Lebanon with the instability there. And, of course, Syria threatening the Hezbollah, threatening Israel, the threat of missile attacks. And then the betrayal of the Israeli people by their leaders. So with that as a background, Barry, you pick up the story. And remember, this is a different audience than last night, so you're going to be repetitive. You don't have to say everything new or different today. If you want to repeat what you said yesterday, go for it. Barry Shamus, are you there? Well, I don't know where Barry is. Barry, why aren't you there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Barry.
Can you hear me now?
You can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Did you open your emails today?
I did, right.
Did you see where the two I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Well, everything I said last night was right. We beat the world. Now, the problem was nobody could have understood it. There's too much going on. And I'm too emotionally involved in what's going on at times. But let's simplify what's going on. Israel right now is fighting two wars at the same time. War number one, which I'll get to later, is the World War. Its role in an upcoming flare-up of the world. Its role in disappearing possibly this year in a missile war. That's the one you hear about. And you're getting an awful lot of silly information, but that's the only one people really know. But a much more serious war is taking place in Israel. And that is the final war against religion. There is a and by the way, this war may as well be declared, but it is undeclared. And unfortunately, the religious people don't know they're at war. And I've been telling them this from the day Oslo was signed that a war has been declared against you. And I gave the rules of the war. I hear music.
You hear music? We'll be back in just a moment or two with Barry Sammis. And the difficulty is that there is an organized effort to destroy Israel. And it's not happening by accident. It's been carefully orchestrated. And the average Israeli has no idea what's going on. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Sammis.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Barry Sammis. So you go ahead and pick up the story, Barry.
Well, the sad story is that this war, which was declared with the Oslo Accord, well, it's now rolling in high gear. They are killing the settlers or the supporters of the settlers, and we know that there's a unit. It was only revealed this week. This was a very big week for news. Now, www.israeljustice.com, go to it and you'll find out that there is a special unit of our secret services, the Shabak, to infiltrate teenage protesters. And they get other teenagers and they use them as spies. Teenagers in trouble, teenagers have committed crimes. These are people who will trade in a jail sentence for spying. And this has been going on at least since the Gaza atrocity. And we're finding out that they want to get rid of these rebel religious teenagers. And this is an actual policy of the Israeli government. Hear me, people, when I say this. This is actual policy. Now, in the past week, there have been numerous car accidents, and I relate to this. You don't forget, I'm in North America because I was almost killed the same way these people were killed. There was one survivor. In the past week, just north of Eilat, the same spot, there were two accidents. One, three out of four Chabad boys, this is the Lubavitcher sect of Orthodox Jewry. One survived Moshe Hecht, his father is a very prominent rabbi. Of the other three who died, two were children of prominent rabbis. One, the rabbi of Beit Shan, a major Lubavitch center. They're killed when suddenly a car veers out of its lane and aims right at them. And they make a swift turn to the right. Three out of four die. A couple days after, I believe, we'll check dates later. That's always a problem with me. Nonetheless, the family of a dear pauper, Amir Pauper, dies. Now, Pauper was a murderer. He killed seven Arabs, about 20 years ago. But he now has got a wife and children and so forth. The Arabs want him dead. It's been known for a long time. He lives in Tapuach, and I guess, well, that was one of the deals that Olmert cut with Abbas. All right, we'll kill him for you. Well, nonetheless, they didn't. He survived, but his wife and two of his children died in the car crash. He was left with one. Now, here's the email that I sent to you. They found out who the driver of the other car was. And as you read, and I congratulated the person who sent it to me, because he's right, the driver of the other car was a mass murderer, released from an Israeli prison on a furlough, which is, of course, forbidden for mass murder. Nonetheless, he was a mass murderer. That means that two mass murderers met head-on, apparently, and he was let out to go on a trip to Eilat. This is what happens in Israel. Well, yes, it does, as a matter of fact. And they do program and they hypnotize people to crash into cars. That was the business with Amir Pauper. Now, if we have time, please remind me. I'll tell you about the murder of Judge Adi Azar and my role in the murder of the lawyer of the person eventually convicted for it. Abtushieli was his name. But first, let's finish the stuff that's going on this week. And believe me, this is just this week. You have got... Now, politicians also died in the last week. Now, one, of course, is Yuri Stern. Oh, and by the way, I want to keep tabs on this. So far, we have got three in the Chabad car. We have got three in the Pauper car. Then there is one other person, a major rabbi, Rav Ginsburg, who was actually jailed for his views about the Rabin assassination. His grandson was removed by a car that took a sudden swerve and killed him on his bicycle. So there's seven right there, all from Chabad. Well, the Paupers are Tapuach. They're a little more kach. But nonetheless, they were all taken out in the same sort of accidents I suffered. All of a sudden, I saw lights, and then I was in the hospital. That's what happened to me. All of a sudden, I saw lights coming at me like a missile, and boom. It was the end of the day for me. And whoever my driver was, he was driving a rent-a-car. That's what we got to the police so far. In short, they're killing off the protesters. And I was the first to go. In this current wave, it looks like I was the first to go. That's how they got me. And by the way, it hurt. But I survived. I'm one of the three survivors. Seven dead, three survivors. I'm one of the survivors. I survived my car crash. And by the way, it was a miracle. Who else is dead this week? Politicians. And yesterday, I got on the air with a very shocking piece of news, but we will all check it out, and I hope some of your listeners heard me. Two politicians died this week. The first, of course, is Yuri Stern, and we discussed this before. I don't know what depth, but I put on the email that I send out, supposedly my email list is 3,500 plus about 100 sites, but emails don't seem to be arriving. It's very frustrating this way. But neither here nor there, communications or not, I sent this out to my list. The issue of Yuri Stern. He did not, his doctors, he told friends at a party just before he died, couldn't find the source of his illness. He started fainting about 2 months ago, and now he's dead, without his doctors knowing what killed him. Now, this is serious enough, but Yuri Stern was a resident of Gush Katif, and he was head of something which seemed to have some political power. I don't think that much, really. It was called the Christian Coalition, where he was trying to get Christians behind him. But this was a pretty suspicious little outfit, in my opinion. This was an outfit that was going to lead Israel to war with Iran. I was actually removed. The only conference in my life I was removed from, there was Yuri Stern. It was in Orlando by this board of Deborah, I believe it's called. And there was Yuri Stern, and there was his Christian coalition, and there were about 80, 90 members of an audience that was supposed to be 2,000. But nonetheless, there were reasons to kill him. I think the main reason was his defense of the torture that the Gush Katif and Northern Samaria refugees are going through. Those 10,000 people are now mad. And by the way, an experiment was done on them. And don't think not. The Gush Katif refugees were part of an experiment to see how long it would take to drive them mad. They still don't have accommodation. Last week, they actually thought they were going to get accommodation in the Jordan Valley. And as I told your people, no, they're not. They're going to think they're going to get accommodation. Then there's going to be some international objection, and they're not going to get accommodation. These people are being deliberately experimented on, and it's working. They are actually crazy people. They're the most wonderful, prosperous farmers that Israel had at the time they were removed from their homes are now people who are nuts. Their children are heavily into drugs, no longer are religious, and the parents believing this nonsense of religious Zionism, of any sort of Zionism, are mouthing off the old swan songs, and they've driven these people mad. And this is what's going on in this war against religion. And this is the part I have been screaming about, but as usual, no one is listening. Members of my the listening audience of the Stan Mantis Show, if you actually are in contact with Israel or with people in Israel, you have to let them know that if they're religious, they're in grave danger right now. And this message is just not getting out. Today I wrote an email to Tamar Yonah. She is the only broadcaster trying to get it out, and she's been ill all week long. And with all these deaths, I want to make sure she was okay. And I wrote her that. I said, Tamar, I'm glad you're okay. It's only a cold. But I'm not okay because you're in the middle of a war and you don't know it. And there isn't much time left. They're killing off lots of you now. Who was the other one? Well, this is what I went on the show and I told your listeners yesterday. His name was Shimon Zev. He is a member of the Shas party. It's a very crooked party, but they all are. It doesn't really matter nowadays. Saying it's a crooked party is nobody raises their eyebrows when they hear that. But they were the original really crooked offspring party. It was thoroughly infiltrated and corrupted by Shimon Peres and his gang, who include Chaim Ramon and Yossi Beilin. There was another one, too, who was Moshe Shachal. They all corrupted someone named Aryeh Deri, who was the secretary of the rabbi of the party, Yosef, and they eventually got all the Moroccans in Israel to vote for Peres because Peres thoroughly incriminated a lot of them. That's why Shas is so filthy. They may have started off clean, but they were thoroughly corrupted by the Peres gang. And now
hold that thought right there. Hold that thought, please. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Ted Enders for Midas, January 26, 2007, gold, $646.80. Ounce gold coins are $667.89, $335.58 for half, and $168.25 for quarter ounce. That's $667.89, $335.58, and $168.25. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's describing the sorry state of affairs over there in Israel. So you go ahead, Barry.
Okay, now that email I sent you, well, what do you know? The person who ran over the Popper family was a convicted mass murderer released from prison on a furlough against all the rules. He is one of the drivers. I'd like to know who all of them are, including the one that smashed into me and has wrecked my body and left scars all over me and almost killed me. And we're going to go into if we have time, if not, we'll do it another day, that people are sitting in prison in Israel who are totally innocent. And there's more and more of them all the time because they offended Arab sentiments. And we'll get to that, but first, Nisim Ze'ev. He is sitting on the Knesset's Foreign Affairs Committee. This was just 2 days ago. When I got the email, it's now, I got it from Israel National News, but it's around now. He was poisoned. He drank from a thermos of water on the table. I assume it was for everyone. That's what he told people. He didn't think it was especially for him. He drank a glass of water, began vomiting, passed out, and the doctors found his body was filled with poison. Who wants to kill the Foreign Affairs Committee right in the Knesset? Now, I remind you, it was Shimon Peres in the Knesset who drank tea with Sharon before he had his stroke. This is in the Knesset of Israel that these poisonings are taking place. I can't stress to you that they're getting the religious, naturally, Nisim Zev is religious. They're getting this war is taking place everywhere. Now look, the beginning of the end of Israel, the end of Israel was the removal of Jews from Gush Katif, from Gaza. That removed the heart of Israel. That removed the reason for being. That was the end of real Zionism, of renewing the land and making it prosperous. All that died and was replaced by PLO rockets. And the government knew what it was doing. Go get my book, Bye Bye Gaza. It's really easy to do. You go to lulu.com. Write my name in search, and you'll see all kinds of books. Bye Bye Gaza is brand new. It tells you the entire destruction of the Israeli government, of Israel's religious community. This is a war to the finish, and we're going to get to that, but buy the book. It's $10 to download. It's $20 in black and white, a lot more expensive in color. There are a lot of pictures there. Also, look at my website, the Barry Chalmers website, all one word, THEBARRYCHAMISHWEBSITE, thebarrychalmerswebsite.com, and I have archives that will take you through a lot of this information. We are going in Israel right now through two wars. I sent Dr. Stan a very disturbing email that the killer of the Popper family was a mass murderer. Believe me, do you know what the odds of two mass murderers meeting on a highway are? I mean, it's unbelievable. But this is what happened. That's how the Popper family died. Someone set up a real spectacular way for him to die. They took another mass murderer out of prison. They hypnotized him, or got him. They programmed him one way or another to curve into the Popper car, where for the first time in history, in Israel history for sure, two mass murderers have a car crash. And the Arabs, I'm sure, were mostly satisfied. They killed Popper's wife, his two children. Well, he's still alive. So look out for something to happen to Ami Popper. This is what's going on in Israel. Now, I also sent you something about the next war. The war where I was last night on your show absolutely right, but I couldn't explain it properly. There's too much going on. Today I'm chopping up. It's
all right,
the world war.
All right,
and
fine.
I sent you an article we spoke about last night. We spoke about a member of the Knesset. In my life, I've never heard of this guy. I find out he's a 70-year-old psychiatrist named Shlomo Breznitz. Shlomo Breznitz speaks at the Herzliya Conference. He is from the ruling party, Kadima. He is expressing at Herzliya party policy. And here... Oh, I hear them. You're going to have to wait.
I think you better wait till we get back, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Sammies. And to understand really what's going on over there, you have to listen to Barry. We'll be right back here at Genesis.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest, of course, is Barry Sammies, and we're talking about what's going on in Israel. Let me once again say, if you are out there and you're listening to us on shortwave and you're getting good reception or moderately good reception or poor reception, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Leave your name, telephone number, and if it's good or poor, and of course, the part of the country you're in too, we've got to evaluate the new radio shortwave frequencies and see if they're really working, because we've had so many complaints about them. Anyway, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Are you getting good reception, moderate reception, poor reception? Where do you live, and what's your telephone number? Thanks so very much. Barry, back to you. Before we do that, why don't you tell people your website, how they can get your material, how they can get your books?
Well, I also have a brand new version of Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin with many dozens of pages of evidence never before released and pictures. Just go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, write in my name and search, and you'll get there. And the website is thebarrychamishwebsite.com. Now let's go back to the real thing. Time will be a factor. I sent you an email. Now please recall or remember, maybe you don't even know this, but what we're doing right now is probably presenting the only truth about Israel's demise on the airwaves. Now, I've got good allies, wonderful people. I can George Ann and Greg Szymanski and Bill Deagle and Don Wiedemann. And forgive me if I left anyone out right now. That's not the point. The point is we're the only show really that's actually gauging the slow demise of Israel. Because the week before I discussed something, and the next week it becomes reality. Yesterday, at the Herzliya conference, now I'm looking up this man's name, Shlomo Breznitz of the Kadima Party announced his plan for Israel's future. He is going to throw out all the settlers from the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, and he is going to invite Europe to take over the place. Did you read that when I sent it to you?
No, I didn't, Barry. I don't recall that one.
Well, that was the second one I sent to you. As I say, this is now official Israeli policy. This is from the Kadima Party, all the settlers. All of them.
Are you talking about these are the settlers?
I don't know what they're going to do to these people, but Israel will now have the NATO troops. If this government has its way, the NATO troops are going to be, they're already in southern Lebanon, they will be in Gaza, and they will be in the West Bank. This is the policy of the government. They are going to destroy the religious settler community. They're going to destroy it to the last man. They're not kidding around anymore. This is Olmert's policy. This is his government's policy. And most important, this is the policy of Shimon Peres and the Vatican New World Order, CFR gang, the whole works. They're all working together to get Israel absolutely surrounded by the Crusader troops. Now remember something. When they say the West Bank, they also mean East Jerusalem. Now, this is very, very important. And again, we have done the issue, and I won't repeat it unless asked to. Peres offered the Vatican way back in May of 93, offered the Vatican all of East Jerusalem to Atarot Airport. This was a secret part of the Oslo Accords. I've done this 1,000 times. I've repeated the proofs 1,000 times. They're rock solid. The final one, of course, was the cable in the Haaretz magazine outlining this takeover. This is what Peres has always promised the Vatican, and he's about to give it to them. And nobody understands that this has been in the works since May of 1993, that Israel will give up the West Bank to these Crusader troops. They will take over the holy sites of the world in Jerusalem, and they will give the PLO a capital inside their enclave. And this thing that they're creating is going to be policed by the United Nations. In other words, all the stuff I've been writing, ever since I discovered all this stuff, came through this week. It's just a matter of putting it in order. Now, something else happened this week that threw us off. Now, I could not figure out why Olmert went to China. I believe it was just prior to Condoleezza Rice's visit. It doesn't matter, really. Okay, I went looking for the dates today, and I got carried away, and I missed them. However, one thing is for certain. On January 11th, while Ehud Olmert was in China, the Chinese did something that is changing the world in every respect, and it's being downplayed. It's being really downplayed. What they did was they sent a satellite killer in space, and it managed to shoot down a weather satellite 500 miles away. The Star Wars has begun. This, all of warfare is different now. And more to the point, Iran also has a missile, a satellite in space, and we could, in one shot, knock out Iran's source of intelligence on Israel. This was a very big thing to happen while Olmert was in China. Nobody but me in the world noticed this, and I don't understand why not. But I assure you that the intelligence peoples from the KGB and the CIA, and of course the Iranian intelligence, they all noticed that Olmert was in China when this was done. And believe me, the Chinese would not pull a stunt like this without expecting that the world would ask why they did it when Olmert was in China. Now, this is now thrown in, and it's very big, by the way. It's a lot more boring, I suppose, than people being killed on the roads. It's just a guy going to China, and they explode a missile while he's there. But that sends a message all through the world. Prior to whatever this war is, that is a mighty big message by the Chinese, and it caused mighty big reaction. The Vatican held a two-day conference on China after this. And at the end of the conference, they decide to reestablish ties. And then there are now reports that Russia has also shot down a satellite in space. Everything is changing, and believe me, it's not because Olmert had a good idea. Olmert is just a petty little crook. He doesn't get good ideas. Somebody sent him to China. Maybe the Chinese invited him. Maybe it was Israeli technology. We don't know why. But somebody above Olmert sent him for this display. And again, it wasn't for our enjoyment. It was for the world's military industrial establishment, who took mighty big notice that China, which never invites an Israeli prime minister. I mean, think about it. Who invites an Israeli prime minister to visit their country? No, Egypt doesn't. Jordan doesn't. But China does. There was something very big going on here. And that was also surrounding this build-up to war. So, in short, without repeating the fact that Avigdor Lieberman, after meeting Condoleezza Rice, says to the media that Israel should put 30,000 NATO troops into Gaza, to remind your listeners that this is now policy. Israel is going to kill itself, and it's coming up now, and it's coming up very, very fast.
All right. Do you think that if the NATO troops were in Gaza, if they were in southern Lebanon, if they were in Samaria, that this would bring peace to the region?
No, this would mean the Vatican takes over Israel.
Right.
Nobody's doing anything for peace. You think there's one diplomatic move being done for peace? Look, this is a war. This is a war situation being set up. Now, I know what the CFR essentially wants, and I don't mind repeating this because it was a very important interview when me and Joel Bainerman went and met one of the two writers of the Oslo Accord, Ron Pundak, and he told us at the end of this, Talich, and he said, I forgot the word in English. But he said to us at the end of Talich Oslo, there's not going to be borders. Israel's not going to have borders either. So anybody else can have borders. We're going to have a trading bloc. Then, you know, I had never heard of this, and I was listening to this in December of 93. The CFR wants a trading bloc, but the Vatican wants Jerusalem, and they're going to get Jerusalem. They got the Crusades going now. The troops of Southern Europe are going to slowly surround Israel and take it over.
Well, but how will the Arabs feel about the Crusaders coming back again?
I don't think they could care less, because supposedly they're doing it for them. Supposedly they brought them a capital in Jerusalem and gave them a state. You know, they'll call the state Palestine. They have no problem with that, but they stay there. Look, the Arabs are the are huge victims of all this nonsense. And when a war starts, well, there's going to be 6 million Israelis dead, but I assume that there will be an international force that will kill lots of Arabs. This is chaos. This is, in Hebrew, tohu v'boho. We're heading into utter chaos. Don't even think that one group is going to get off nice and easy from this. Nobody's going to like this. Look, I was going to go backwards a little bit about the deaths in Israel that nobody knows about. And I caused one or two myself, I'm very, very sad to say. But there was an incident of a religious judge named Adi Azar, and he sued the PLO. And he judged the PLO, and he judged that Arafat had to reveal all his financial sources and start owning up to his terrorism and pay back the victims of terror. And he was really getting the PLO really ticked off, so they killed him. And this was done with the Israeli Shabak. And they arranged, of course, as they always do, a patsy. And the patsy they arranged was a guy sitting in prison. His name was Aptishieli. He was a Gruzin. He was a Georgian. They're considered very dumb in Israel. And they set it up that he did all the planning from his jail cell. The guy's in jail, and he did his planning from his jail cell. The whole thing was rigged. It was the worst plot you ever heard. But it was going to work because the Israeli political system, this Israeli judicial system is rigged. And they were going to set this guy up, and he was going to sit in prison for killing the judge. Now, I'm not going to go into the full details. That's in my book, Shabtai Tzvi, Labor, Zionism, and the Holocaust. But I knew how they did it. I knew how they set a Shabak agent up to do the actual killing and how they set up this Aptishieli, but his lawyer was an American. And he, oh my Lord, I forgot his name, you know, David, I think it was Newman. But I'll look that up very, very shortly. Nonetheless, I gave a lecture in Jerusalem. Excuse me. And I had a good crowd there. But I had a new crowd of a lot of Israelis, and I had a new crowd of a lot of Israeli soldiers. And I was talking about the murder of, I feel so foolish, David, I'll look it up for you in time, maybe I'll find it, maybe I won't. The point of the matter is I knew how they killed him. He had not been murdered yet. It was the murder of Judge Adi Aziel. He was murdered. And that's what my lecture was about. And I told how they set up the Gruzin or the Georgians. This was my lecture. Within 6 hours, his lawyer was dead. The lecture finished at 10 hours. He was dead. He was going to be married in 2 weeks. He was a very up guy. Why did he kill himself? Well, the government claimed that he was upset that he was used. He was upset that he was used. He was murdered because somebody saw my lecture revealing how his client did not kill Judge Adi Azar. And I knew that, and I kept quiet about it. This is the first time I've ever told anyone. This is the very first time I've admitted I think I'm directly responsible for a death. And you're hearing it first, and it's not the only one. The problem is I know what these guys are doing, and there's nobody else who seems to. That's the problem. Nobody else who seems to know what they are doing in Israel.
In other words, they're killing off the opposition is what they're doing.
Nobody seems to be analyzing the way I'm analyzing it.
Well, I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there that even if they were aware of it, they really wouldn't care because it's not going to involve them. And they think everything's going to turn out all right in the end. And it's not going to. That's the
tragedy.
Oh,
no, it's not going to at all. Look, that side of things, you know what? I'm going through my book. Here's Judge Adi Azar, and then we're going to find out the name of the attorney. This is very important because he was American. And he died, he was murdered in Israel. Here it is, the murder of Judge Adi Azar and the explanation. This is all from Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. And if I don't find it, I'll tell you, his name next time. It was David, and I forget his name. The point of the matter is, when I open my mouth, they don't think that I can figure things out just by the information that's in the public market. They assumed there was a squealer, and they killed the attorney. I think it was David Weiner. That's what his name was. David Weiner. They killed the attorney for the accused murder of Judge Adi Azar. Look, you have to understand how sick Israel is. It's a country run by a mafia. And I in the show yesterday, I had a little more time, and I did go over this horrible trial that Ehud Olmert is about to face, where the co-defendants are the world's biggest mafia, Daniel Abraham, all tied up with Shimon.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Well, if you stand back here, Barry, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go. The time's up, but once again, let's get your website out there.
Okay, you did a great job. www.barrychamishwebsite.com. My books are available at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. We cleared up a lot of yesterday's mishmash. We did good today.
Okay, God bless. We'll talk to you later. I'll probably talk to you next week.
You got it.
Thanks so much, Barry. All right, fine. Well, Barry certainly is right on top of what's going on. We've got a tragic situation unfolding in Israel, but a tragic situation unfolding in the whole of the Middle East. Fascinating information I just got from one of the people who knows what's really going on. He believes that they're going to establish a palace coup over there in Iran and change the government, and that all of the pressure we're bringing to bear on Iran is simply a facade to cover for the fact that the CIA is going to manage the overthrow of the government, like we overthrew the Shah, like we overthrew the democratically elected premier, Mr. Mossadegh, back in 1953. Whatever is happening, it's going to be major, and I think that if we don't have a palace coup, we will have some sort of incident to justify an attack. But this is something that they are planning, and the gentleman who relayed the information to me is certainly one of the major movers and shakers. We're in touch with the people who are the major movers and shakers of what's going on. And this is the second time he's alluded to the fact that the CIA or someone's working in Iran to try to have a revolution there. But we've done it before. We were able to bring Fidel Castro to power in Cuba, and certainly Mugabe to power in Rhodesia, and the communists in power in China, and certainly the Shah we were able to put in power, and then we were able to put the mullahs in power. And in fact, recently we found out that Ahmadinejad, President Ahmadinejad, had worked for Iranian intelligence. But if he worked for Iranian intelligence has always, of course, worked very closely with the CIA, always behind the scenes, never overtly, because all of these intelligence agencies work together behind the scenes. And if you've not yet seen the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, you need to get that to begin to see how they all interlock. And this goes back to Elizabeth in England, when, of course, Dr. D, who was a member of British intelligence, used to sign his name 007. Fascinating insight into the history of what's going on. And if you don't understand history, you can't understand anything taking place. Well, let me once again mention that if you're out there and you're listening on shortwave, and you're hearing this program, why, give us a call. Let us know if it's good reception, poor reception, no reception. Because if it's no reception, you're not going to put the call in. But we want to know your name, your location, and your telephone number. We'll get in touch with you. And we just hope that we can get the shortwave situation straightened out. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. We hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to ordering your long-term food and other supplies, your water supplies, water barrels, water pumps, the things that you really need in case of an emergency. And if you want those, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know about the health products that you should be taking, give us a call and we'll send you a health catalog. And that, of course, if you want to really understand what is taking place in the world, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to either watch the DVD or the VHS, or certainly get the book. And the more you get, the cheaper they become. We hope some of you will give serious consideration to helping us republish Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book by buying a full case, pre-publication offer, case of Dr. Cuddy's book, A Secret Records Revealed, a very important book. And you'll get a full case of them for $149.95 plus shipping. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty. We've got a great program this next hour, and you're going to learn things that I didn't know. Most doctors don't. But I think it'll really change the way you look at the world.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Tuesday, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, today we have a fascinating guest, and I think you'll be really very interested in what he's going to tell you. His name is Dr. George Fletcher, and he's a family practitioner who's been studying the effect of iodine and the fact that, really, we used to have iodine in our bread, we used to have iodine in our milk, we used to have iodine in all of our salt. And then, some time ago, without the knowledge of most physicians, why, they removed the milk from the iodine from the milk and the bread, and from about half of the table salt that you're going to be buying. And we see a progressive increase in the incidence of fibrocystic breast disease and breast carcinoma, and of course we see all sorts of other diseases. But I'm going to let Dr. Fletcher tell you this amazing story that certainly changed my outlook. I've checked this out with several other very competent physicians and advisors, and everything he tells you is gospel truth. So, Dr. George Fletcher, thank you so much for being with us again.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, so why don't you tell us how you got involved in this and what you've learned?
Well, back in the 1990s, we were looking at trace minerals and what diseases show up when you don't have enough certain trace minerals. And one of them that we looked at was iodine. And iodine is used traditionally by the human thyroid to make thyroid hormone. And in this particular study that was published in the Journal for the American Medical Association, they found that iodine that the absence of iodine was associated with an increase in fibrocystic breast disease. Now, that's a problem where there's a lot of cysts, nodules, and scar tissue in the breast, and especially in the United States, it hits about 84% of the women in the United States. Now, what's interesting is that we were not aware of the relationship between iodine and breast tissue. We were aware of the lack of iodine causing problems with low thyroid disease in humans, but what we were not aware of was the relationship between the absence of iodine in breast. As time progressed, we were able to start by doing different studies. We were able to see that there were relationships present, such as if you take away iodine from the thyroid, you get problems with cysts, nodules, scar tissue, and enlargement. And traditionally, we call that goiter. If you take away iodine from the breast has an enzyme in it called lactoperoxidase. And lactoperoxidase has the ability to attach iodine to different tissues. And in fact, lactoperoxidase is found in just about all the tissues of the body.
All right, I'm going to ask you just to hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here. We have some other stations. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Dr. George Fletcher, and we're talking about iodine. Now, for those of you out there listening, audience, most people don't think too much about iodine. People think about it in case of a nuclear attack, or they think about it in reference to goiter. But we always assume we must be getting plenty of iodine if we don't have a goiter. And Dr. Fletcher has been on the cutting edge of evaluating what's going on. In fact, he's part of a small group of doctors who are really studying this, and we've had several others on. And in fact, there is going to be a big meeting sometime in the next week or two where the doctors who are studying this are getting together. But, of course, iodine is not only important as far as the thyroid. It's important as far as the breast and as far as the ovaries. and as far as so many other functions of the human body. And the average American, is deficient in iodine. So you go ahead and pick the story up, Dr. Fleshes.
What we discovered was is that the breast tissue has an enzyme called lactoperoxidase, which has the ability to attach iodine to breast tissue, and it's the absence of iodine in that tissue that's felt to be the source of cysts in the breast, nodules in the breast, scar tissue, cyclic breast pain just before the periods, and so on. And we found the same thing is true in the ovary. In fact, the human ovary is second to the thyroid as far as its ability to concentrate iodine. And the absence of iodine in the ovary gives you cyst, nodules, scar tissue. At its worst, we call it polycystic ovarian disease, and so on. Now, it's interesting that if you go back in American history about 100 years ago, up in the northeast area around the Great Lakes region, that like in Akron, Ohio, 56% of the people in Akron had problems with goiter. And this could be said true for many of the cities in Michigan and Illinois and so on. So we're talking about places like Milwaukee, Chicago, Buffalo, Akron, etc. Now, what we did in studies that were done back then showed that people who had goiter had a much higher incidence of breast cancer, a much higher incidence of esophageal cancer, stomach cancer, ovarian cancer, and cancer of the endometrium, the lining of the uterus. And as time has progressed, we've now been able to see that these cancers that are showing up in these tissues are directly related to the absence of iodine. It's interesting that if you look at somebody who has a goiter, patients have a higher incidence of thyroid cancer.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Dr. George Fletcher, and he was simply pointing out that in the days where we had a lot of people with goiters, we had a higher incidence of thyroid cancer and breast cancer and esophageal cancer and other cancers in the people who had a thyroid deficiency as manifested by goiter. And, of course, the relationship between, say, polycystic ovarian disease and, of course, the low iodine, the fibrocystic breast disease, which is so common in women, and shortages of iodine. So you pick the story up there.
Well, back in July 22 of 2005 in the New England Journal of Medicine, they published that women who had benign breast changes, which is now the new term for fibrocystic breast disease, that women with benign breast changes had a higher rate of breast cancer. We've known for years that women who had problems with polycystic ovaries have a much higher problem with ovarian cancer by the time they get into their 40s and 50s. In fact, many gynecologists recommend that women who suffer with chronic polycystic ovarian syndrome, or PCOS, need to have their ovaries removed by the time their 40s and 50s come around because of that increased risk for development of cancer. Another thing that we've discovered is that iodine is crucial towards normal function of the skin. The sweat glands of the body are very iodine dependent, and without iodine, the sweat glands don't function, and they have problems with very dry skin. And in fact, these people also complain about not being able to sweat when they get hot. And I've seen multiple patients who have come in and told me about not being able to sweat. And as a family practice doctor, I wasn't aware of the relationship. Now that I am, we're able to intervene early and take care of these patients. But many a patient that's come down with cancer, one of the things I've asked them about is, you know, before they developed the cancer, had they had problems with not being able to sweat? And the answer was yes. You know, they haven't been able to, especially with people that live here in the South where we get these 98% humidity with the heat of index of 90 to 100. And these patients will tell you that even though they get outside and work, they don't sweat. Of interest is that as physicians work with patients, that they, you know, as patients get older, they have problems with hypertension. And it's interesting that one of the first things doctors tell patients to stop doing is to stop eating salt, because the salt pushes their hypertension problem. But if you look at it, we took the iodine out of the bread, we took the iodine out of the milk. About 50% of women cook with iodized salt, the other 50% don't. And when you take away the salt that people have, our elderly population, and I'm going to say people above age 60, have problems with a lack of iodine due to the fact that they're eating much less salt. And in fact, if you look at it, approximately one-fourth to one-third of everyone above age 60 who becomes senile, they become senile due to the lack of thyroid hormone. And it's crucial that the thyroid needs iodine in order to make that thyroid hormone. You were mentioning nuclear attacks and so on, but one thing we've discovered is that in Japan, we've dropped two nuclear bombs on these people, and their land is loaded with radioactive material. And yet the Japanese eat seaweed about three times a day, plus in their snacks and so on. And the seaweed contains lots of iodine. That, in turn, is helping the Japanese to have some of the lowest rates of breast cancer, gynecological cancers, different types of cancers throughout the world. And if you go to just because of the iodine. Now, if you go to a place like Chernobyl in the Ukraine, in Chernobyl, there was a massive radiation leak. There's still a lot of radiation in the area, and the rate of cancer is just astronomical for the Russians, Ukrainians that are living in the area. But the Russian government has not stepped in and tried to help these people by making them all take iodine.
One of the things I've really learned from Dr. Fletcher is that the Japanese, eat about 12.5 milligrams of iodine a day. We eat about 12.5 micrograms. What do they have, about 100 times the amount of iodine we do in Japan?
That's right. That's right. So the Japanese are eating about 100 times more iodine than we do. And we've discovered that if you have a lack of iodine, like in early pregnancy, that the absence of iodine in early pregnancy produces children who have problems with attention deficit disorder. Now, that was just published like 2 years ago in the some of the endocrine journals. And so it's the absence of iodine in early pregnancy, not later pregnancy. I mean, you can have a woman who has normal thyroid hormones or a baby with normal thyroid hormones at the end of a pregnancy, but the influence of iodine on the pregnancy will increase a baby's IQ. So the human IQ is heavily influenced by the presence of iodine, and you can make produce a human being that's has an IQ increase of at least 15 points by just providing the baby iodine throughout the pregnancy and for the first 2 years after the pregnancy, and that will produce very intelligent children, but the absence produces ADD.
Well, what about, of course, now, so often they're not only taking the iodine out, but they're giving them fluoride, which competes, for the position in the thyroid gland. So what happens when you deprive them of iodine and give them fluoride?
Yeah, the Chinese did us a favor by doing a study on Chinamen who had very low iodine intakes in their diet, and so they were kind of marginal. And they took and introduced fluoridated water into the communities where this was present. And what ended up happening was that the Chinese documented an increase in children who had problems with cretinism. Another word for that is just that these children were turning out as imbeciles and mentally retarded in the presence of taking fluoridated water in a community where there was very little iodine. Now think about it. In the United States, we're subtracting a tremendous amount of iodine in the American dietary, and then we're taking and putting in water with fluoride. In fact, go down to your local Walmart, and you can see that they sell distilled water But if you'll look right to the left or right of that, you'll see that they have, quote, distilled water with fluoride to sell for the children in the population. And you know, the introduction of fluoride in a marginally deficient area where there's very little iodine will produce children whose mental IQ will be much less than what it would be otherwise.
And then we wonder why our children, when they graduate from high school, cannot compete effectively with children from Lithuania and Latvia and other areas, you know, where, and you have to ask yourself why. Why are our kids, children not really as smart as the children from other countries academically when they graduate from high school?
You got it. And it becomes a real problem. And so we've had to try to educate our parents to start producing, you know, to try to introduce iodine early into a child's environment to help develop the baby's IQ.
You know, when I was growing up, they always used to refer to fish, which contains iodine, as brain food. And, of course, working in Catholic hospitals, every Friday you had to have fish. They didn't have meat. Everybody had to have fish. And everybody knew it was good for you. And then, well, we've sort of got away from all of that.
That's true. The other problem is that back in about the 1960s and 70s, we took away the iodine out of the American diet, such as in the bread, but we introduced another ominous product, and that's called bromide. And bromide, the body can substitute bromide in place of iodide and produce some rather strange things in our bodies, such as if you start introducing a lot of bromide into the thyroid tissue, you can come up with an increased risk of development of breast cancer and thyroid cancer and other types of cancers just because of the introduction of bromide. Now, the other problem is that if you look at the sodas that are being drank, here in the South, one of the sodas that is very common is that of Mountain Dew. And you'll find on the side of the Mountain Dew bottle, it says brominated vegetable oil. And they've been at, and here in the South, we have, like my son went to the local high school, and when I went over there to the, and visited him in the Commons area, I saw that out of 12 vending machines that were selling soda drinks, 10 out of the 12 were all selling Mountain Dew. And it turns out that the Mountain Dew with the brominated vegetable oil, an average for all males in the South here about by age 8 to about age 15, they're drinking about 5 of these a day. And the bromide is causing problems with abdominal pain, problems with bad breath, problems with cardiac arrhythmias, and giving them problems with acute paranoid psychosis. In fact, we used to, before Alka-Seltzer, we had a product on the American diet and the American pharmaceutical that was called Bromo-Seltzer. And Bromo-Seltzer, between 1920 and 1960, was responsible for at least 20% of all acute paranoid schizophrenia admissions to American psychiatric hospitals. So that this bromide that's being put into the bread, bromide being put into the soft drinks and so on, is not benign material. This stuff is can potentially affect the function of the human brain.
And, of course, you have to ask yourself, why did they take the iodine out and put in the bromide?
That's right.
Iodine that's good for the brain, bromide that's bad, and can't actually produce a frank psychosis. We'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. George Fletcher talking about this subject, which I think each one of you must look into and find out if it's true. I'm convinced it is. Well, Dr. Fletcher, you go right ahead there.
Well, we have discovered that with the use of iodine, now, iodine was first brought into the forefront by Napoleon's scientists who discovered bromide in seaweed. I'm sorry, who discovered iodine in seaweed, and and iodine was actually one of the first pharmaceutical drugs that was successfully used in the treatment of a major illness, and that is the use treatment of goiter. By you know, right now in the United States, the average American is eating about 138 micrograms of iodine per day, But back in the days of back 100 years ago, here in the Northeast, they were giving somewhere between 50 to 150 milligrams of iodine in order to get rid of goiter. Now, there's a lot of doctors out there who think that if you give people iodine, they're treating it as if this stuff was a poison. And what doctors don't recognize is that if they went back and looked at medical history, they would find that iodine was one of the first successful pharmaceutical minerals that we were able to use to treat a major illness. Now, you'll think about the 1800s. Back during that time period, if a person came down with syphilis or if they came down with gonorrhea or something, they would be given strychnine. They'd be given mercury. They'd be given all sorts of poisonous materials to get rid of their infectious illnesses and so on. But one of the most successful ventures in the field of pharmaceutical was the treatment of goiters with the use of iodine. Well, today we find that iodine not only helps to shrink goiters, and we're talking about 50 to 150 milligrams a day, but if you put a woman on iodine for fibrocystic breast disease, that within just a matter of a few days to a few weeks, her breast pain is totally gone, and it will stay away as long as she's taking iodine. If she comes off the iodine, the breast pain will come back within a few weeks. But we have discovered that if you take a woman with fibrocystic breast disease with lots of recurrent cysts and scar tissue and painful tissues, and you put them on about 50 milligrams of iodine a day, that within a period of about three years, that they can have a 50 to a 90% reduction in the presence of fibrocystic disease in the breast tissue. So just as giving iodine got rid of goiters and can help to get rid of those, giving iodine helps to get rid of fibrocystic breast disease. Now, it turns out that women who have problems with recurrent cysts in the ovaries, you give them iodine and within a few months their cysts in the ovaries start disappearing. It's interesting that women who have polycystic ovarian syndrome or PCOS, these women have periods maybe once every 9 months to a year, because the ovaries are just not functioning like they should. I want you to put a woman on 50 milligrams of iodine a day, I would dare say that probably 90-95% of these women will within 6 months start having periods. And in my medical practice, out of something like 6 patients who have polycystic ovaries where they have problems with infertility.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Fletcher is talking about how if you treat women with fibrocystic disease of the breast, it will get better, and long-term treatment will really do away with most of the disease. And certainly, many women with polycystic disease have the ovary, of course, can't conceive, but if you put them on the iodine, and he was saying, what, you've had about 6 patients with polycystic ovaries?
Yeah, about 6 patients with polycystic ovaries, started on 50 milligrams of iodine a day, and within a period of 6 months, they would start having periods every 28 days, right on schedule. And we also found out that the fertility rate went up. And so, out of the 6 patients who have PCOS, 4 have gotten pregnant and have had children now. So that this problem with polycystic ovaries is a major problem of infertility in the United States, and it looks like iodine may be a thing that needs to be looked at very closely by the endocrine doctors as to a reason why infertility is on the rise here in the United States. The other problem that we have noticed is a problem of hormone resistance. We noticed that I had a lady that came in one time to the office, and she had an abnormally super high blood sugar of about 1,300. Usually that type of blood sugar will kill somebody. And we gave her some insulin and started treating her with insulin. 2 weeks later, she was seen in the office, and I said, you know, while you were hospitalized, I noticed that you had a lot of cysts and nodules and scar tissue in your breast tissue, and I said, we need to put you on some iodine to help you to get your breast into better health. And it was interesting that then I taught her how to use a glucometer and how to check her blood sugars 2 times a day. Well, she comes in a month later, and her average blood sugar for the whole month was something like 98. And I said, oh, you're doing so good with your diet. You're doing so good with your exercise program, doing so good with insulin. And she said, oh, didn't I tell you? I came off of insulin about 3 or 4 weeks ago because the insulin was giving me problems with hypoglycemia. And she said, even if I went down to 1 or 2 units of insulin, I still got that hypoglycemia. And I sat there and said, well, what do you think happened? And she said, well, she said, soon after you started me on that iodine stuff, she said, I started experiencing episodes of hypoglycemia. And she said, it's got to be the iodine. So then we waited another month. She continued to keep taking iodine. And when she came back a month later, her average blood sugar was 92. Now, one of the if you look at patients who have diabetes, 90% of diabetics have plenty of insulin. There's plenty of insulin in the body. What they have is what's called insulin-resistant diabetes. That is, the body doesn't recognize the presence of the insulin. Iodine helps to increase the recognition of the body to the presence of the insulin. And I can say that it's not just insulin. We can talk about, we can talk about thyroid hormone. We can talk about testosterone. We can talk about cortisone. We can talk about just about every major hormone in the body. Every receptor needs iodine in order to be able to function more efficiently. And so what we're finding is that a lot of diseases, and I see this quite often in the practice, where I have patients who come in and say, you know, I say, well, how long have you been on Synthroid or thyroid medication? And they'll say, oh, I've been on thyroid medication for the last 10 years, and it seems like every time I go in to see the doctor once a year to get my thyroid medication adjusted, that he keeps upping the dose of thyroid hormone in order to control my symptoms. And once they start taking iodine, there is a dramatic decrease in the total amount of thyroid hormone that's necessary to control their medications. In fact, I'm a vegetarian, and vegetarians, about 80% of them have problems with iodine deficiency. And I developed low thyroid disease many years ago, and once I learned all this about iodine, I started taking iodine, and within a year or two, I was able to come off all thyroid medication, and my total thyroid symptoms and thyroid system is controlled by just taking iodine. I no longer have to take thyroid hormone, and I just control everything with the use of iodine.
Well, there's a lot here that most people really are unaware of. We didn't realize that taking the iodine out of our bread and out of our milk and out of half of our salt, why would they have done something that foolish that would be so hazardous to our health? We'll be back here in just a moment or two with Dr. George Flesses as we explore iodine and really the body needs it. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I guess it's Dr. George Flesses, and I think it's important that people understand that in Japan, where they have high doses of iodine, they have much lower levels of fibrocystic breast disease, much lower levels of cancer of the breast, and many other cancers as well. In fact, they even have lower levels of heart disease there. What's the relationship of iodine to heart disease? Is there any relationship that we know of between iodine and heart disease?
As far as we know, it's if you have slight fluctuations in thyroid hormone. Thyroid hormone helps to control lipid metabolism. And so if you don't have enough thyroid hormone, then your blood fats go up. And I recently saw a man that came into my practice who had a cholesterol level of over 900. And he was having problems with low thyroid disease. We put him on some thyroid hormone, and by the time he came into the next office visit, without treating him with any other medications, we found that his cholesterol levels had dropped almost 500 or 600 points. So it just kind of shows us some of the sensitivities of the human body to fluctuations in thyroid hormone. One thing that we've discovered, too, is that there's different types of iodine. There is iodine versus iodide. Iodide is the salt of the iodine, and we find that there are different tissues that can absorb different forms of iodine, such as the stomach prefers iodine, and in fact, iodine can be transferred straight into the bloodstream at the level of the stomach. And the thyroid prefers iodide, the salt. It's interesting that breast tissue needs both. You need to have iodine and iodide in order to maintain normal, healthy breast. It's also interesting that brain tissue prefers iodide because iodide is actively being pumped into the cerebrospinal fluid, and then the iodide inside your cerebrospinal fluid helps to increase the sensitivity of the neurotransmitters inside. Now that's interesting because we've had patients who started taking iodide combination, and what they found was that people who've had long-standing problems with depression. And once they started taking this iodine, they found that their mental spirits just improved. They were feeling better.
Hold that thought right. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Fletcher has been talking about how people, they get onto iodine. It seems many times it influences their mood. Well, of course, it's beginning to have a direct effect on the brain. Your brain needs iodine, and of course, most Americans have a deficient diet. And as we pointed out, the Japanese consume about 12.5 milligrams of iodine every day. Here in America, 12.5 micrograms, about 1/100 as much as they have in Japan. Yet the Japanese are far healthier than we are. And of course, at one time we used to have much higher doses of iodine than we do today. So pick up the story there.
Well, what we found is that... The prostate tissue is very iodine dependent, as not so much iodide. Of interest is that if you look at males here in North America, that if you as a male don't die from a heart attack, what you're going to end up dying from is prostate cancer. And of the men who develop prostate cancer, about 40% will have problems with metastatic prostate cancer. Now, one of the research studies that was looked at in the Japanese population showed that in Japan, men hardly ever die of prostate cancer. And it's felt that it's the iodine, and this was research that was done at the Mayo Clinic, but it was research done there showing that iodine is what keeps cancer from spreading. Especially prostate cancer. And so we have, and in the United States, men just don't eat iodine, and as a result, the cancers are spreading.
And, of course, we have so much higher incidence of cancer today than we had, 30 years ago?
That's right. In fact, if you look at the rates of breast cancer, let's say 1959, I think when the birth control was first introduced, the rate of breast cancer was 1 out of every 17 women. In just this year alone, 1 out of every 8 women is coming down with breast cancer, and within another 3 or 4 years, it'll be 1 out of every 7. What's interesting is we have been spending so many billions of dollars on breast cancer research, and yet what's happening is we're looking at everything that we're doing to ourselves, and what's interesting is we haven't been paying attention to what we're not doing, which is we're not taking in this iodine, which helps to protect us from breast cancer. In Japan, very little women develop problems with breast cancer, and whereas over here the rates are very high. So that there's exciting research being done in some of the medical centers in the United States now, where they are looking into the concept about whether iodine helps to can be useful as a treatment for treatment of breast cancer.
Well, for treatment, or would this be something you just take if you had a cancer, just going along with the rest of the treatment?
That's right. And there was a study done up in Boston showing that if you give 5 milligrams of iodine a day, just 5 milligrams of this, the combination of iodine plus iodide is called Lugol's solution, named after a French physician by the name of Dr. Lugol. But they found that if you give 5 milligrams of Lugol solution on a daily basis, that the rate of breast cancer dropped by 50% in a population of women that they were observing in the Boston area. We've been there was a doctor by the name of Dr. St. Georgi, who is the doctor who discovered vitamin C and actually taught Dr. Linus Pauling about vitamin C. And Dr. St. Georgi, before he was a vitamin C expert, was actually an iodine researcher, and he came to the United States back in the 1950s, and he recommended that the average human on this earth, that every human would benefit by taking iodine about 62 milligrams a day.
So basically, what we're saying is that the average person is getting far less iodine than they really, really need. Now, there are some pills out there. They're called Iodorol. And what are they, about 12.5 milligrams?
Right. There is a product out there called Iodorol. We find that if you take Lugol solution, that about 20% of patients will have problems with an upset stomach. But people who take Iodorol have less than one half of 1% of the population have a problem with, say, an upset stomach when they take iodine.
Well, now, what about sensitivity to iodine? For instance, we get information all the time from people who are sensitive to fluoride, and they put it in the drinking water, and they have problems with that. How frequently do we see people with sensitivity to iodine?
It's interesting. If you look at iodine, there's two types of it out there. There is there's iodine in the form of organically bound iodine. This would be iodine that's bound to a protein or some other chemical. You know it as something called IBP dye, or iodine like you find in shellfish and so on. A large percentage of people who have a, quote, allergy to that type of iodine have no problem with being able to take Lugol solution or Iodorol, because this is elemental iodine. So we tell patients, look, if you can take and eat iodized salt, then you can take these Iodorol tablets or Lugol solution, because this is elemental iodine. It's not bound to any other chemical. Having said that, what we find is that across the board for all the population, that less than one half of 1% actually have a real true iodine sensitivity. I mean, I've met a few patients who, if you give them just a pinch of iodized salt, they break out in hives and have all sorts of medical problems. And these people are extremely sensitive to iodine, and those are the ones that we have to work with the most. But luckily, there are very few in the population who have this. So iodine sensitivity is a very it's a very rare situation in our society.
Well, of course, there seems to be some sort of a relationship between, you mentioned it, alluded to it earlier, but the fact that many times the hormones will not work unless they, as iodine in the diet. In other words, they don't work normally, and specifically, sometimes you need to have selenium and iodine together, and then the hormones can affect our cells and really work very, very normally.
That's right. So we find that the thyroid gland produces a hormone called thyroxin, which is thyroid T4, and it's a thyroid hormone that has four iodines attached to it. Now, once the thyroid T4 gets into a cell, you have to strip one of the iodines off of the thyroid hormone to produce a chemical known as thyroid T3, and that's the biologically active thyroid hormone in the body. The ability to strip that iodine off the thyroid T4 to make it a T3 is selenium dependent. And so a lot of times we find people who have problems with decreased ability to respond to thyroid hormone because they can't convert the thyroid T4 into the thyroid T3, which is the biologically active material. Now, the thing is that the iodine that's being stripped off can go off and join up with, let's say, different receptors. It can join up with the receptors to the thyroid hormone and therefore increase the sensitivity of the body to the thyroid hormone. It's not unusual for me to see a patient who comes in and says, "Doctor, I've been taking thyroid hormone for the last 20 years. I said, "Well, that's wonderful. Why are you here?" And they sit there and say, "Well, I think something's wrong because I'm constipated. My skin's dry. I'm constantly cold. My things just aren't working like they're supposed to." And when we check their thyroid T4, their T3, and their TSH, we find that the levels are normal. And as a result, in American medicine, the only thing that a doctor knows how to do is just to increase the amount of thyroid hormone that a person has. Now, back in 1976, in the Journal for the American Medical Association, the JAMA, they showed that women who take thyroid hormone double the risk of development of breast cancer. If the average risk in the population back then was 6%, by taking thyroid hormone, a woman's risk of development of breast cancer is 12%. And if she's been on thyroid hormone for greater than 15 years, her risk of breast cancer is something like 19.6%. So, and it turns out that supplemental thyroid hormone inhibits the ability of the body to absorb iodine. And because there's no iodine in the cells, then the rate of cancer starts going up. So thyroid hormone is not as benign as it looks. It's a wonderful hormone. I think it does marvelous things. But what we're finding is that it's also got a catch-22 to it, in the sense that it's increasing the potential risk of women developing breast cancer. And in fact, the day a doctor puts his patient on thyroid hormone, he's just doubled her risk of development of breast cancer.
And yet, of course, sometimes why he has to, because she's so hypothyroid, but of course, simply giving iodine in some instances actually decrease the necessity for the thyroid hormone.
That's correct. And so one of the things that we've done is we had to develop a test looking at iodine sufficiency, you know, to find out if the body is sufficient with enough iodine in order to be able to get enough iodine into the system. And a lot of times a person, all they need to do is, rather than taking more and more thyroid hormone, all they have to do is start taking iodine to get rid of this iodine insufficiency, and as that happens, their need for thyroid hormone starts going down.
And so there are other alternatives, and I think this is really such a very, very important subject, and certainly as we've talked to our other people who have looked into this, they all agree with everything Dr. Fletcher is saying, and they feel this is such an important issue. And most people, most physicians, are totally unaware of the importance of iodine and the fact that most people are really iodine deficient. You've actually developed this test to find out whether or not, you know, whether it is sort of a thyroid loading test, where you actually have people actually take the take the right. iodine, and then, of course, you check the urinary output. How does that work?
Yeah, actually, this was one of the more interesting aspects of the research work we've done, and that is that the human thyroid gland holds only 3% of all the iodine in the human body. The body can hold up to 1,500 milligrams of iodine. However, the thyroid can hold up to only a maximum of maybe 50 milligrams. And it's interesting that 70% of all the iodine sits inside your muscles and sits inside the fat tissues of the body. Iodine is what keeps fatty tissues and lipids and oils from getting oxidized when they get into the body. Iodine helps to protect these tissues. That's one of its important functions besides the making of thyroid hormone. So in American medicine, what's happened is that we have learned to specialize in the minors, and we forgot that there are majors out there, and that in the sense that we specialize, and in fact we have a whole breed of doctors who do nothing but take care of thyroid hormone problems, and endocrinologists who do that, these people are only dealing with maybe a gland that contains only 3% of all the iodine in the body, when the rest of the body is what's actually utilizing the iodine for a lot of other purposes other than just making thyroid hormone.
And of course, it's in the skin, it's in the breast, it's in the prostate, it's in the ovaries, it's in every tissue in our body.
You got it. That's exactly it. Now, we have published a whole group of articles on this subject. And
where can people get that information?
I'm sorry?
Where can people get the information?
Right. You can go to my website. It's called helpmythyroid.com. And at helpmythyroid.com, we have a tab on there that says iodine research. And if you'll tab down to the bottom of that tab, you'll see different articles that have been published. And you can download these articles for free. But it's the type of thing that we basically looked at this and said, you know, this is such important work that needs to be out because there are so many people that are suffering. And we're producing in our children, we're producing children with tremendous amounts of ADD. In fact, in the United States alone, from the year 2000 through about 2005, the rate of ADD in the population went up by 500%. So that it just kind of gives us a tremendous gratification to see people responding, and also people who are willing to investigate and look into this and see that there is something else that can be done to help patients, especially with low thyroid symptoms, who may have normal thyroid hormone levels, and yet they've got all the symptoms of low thyroid disease. And rather than just cranking up the thyroid hormone and having to take more thyroid, they can start taking iodine, and that should help to turn this whole thing around.
Well, has this had any effect on children with ADD or ADHD?
The taking of iodine does not take away ADD. So it's not one thing that's been found to be helpful in that regard. It only helps to prevent the development of the illness in early life. But once you have the illness, there's other things that have to be done, such as the use of silica, such as the use of gold, and so on. And in fact, that's one of the interesting things that we have found is that you can take micronized gold tablets, and you can increase a person's IQ by almost 25 points just by taking gold. And in fact, the first person to introduce the use of gold was Moses. If you'll go back into the book of Exodus and the scriptures, you'll find that when God was talking to Moses at the top of Mount Sinai, that the people were out there worshiping a golden idol. And Moses came down there when they were having their party, and he took the golden idol and he destroyed it. He ground it up, turned it into a powder, put it in the water, and made the whole nation of Israel drink it. Now, according to the rabbis, they sit there and say, look, you know, what happened is that God's displeasure was turned into a blessing because it helped these people. But as those of us who have tried gold have found out, it does increase a person's IQ. And it does, and it will increase it in all of us about 25 points.
Well, that's a pretty good increase. All right, fine. Well, our guest has been Dr. George Fletcher. Just one more time, the website where they can get the information?
They can get it at helpmythyroid.com.
That's helpmythyroid.com. And we're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here this afternoon. I think this is fascinating information. I hope you do as well. Well, Dr. Fletcher, we have 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Well, I just implore everybody to get a hold of these articles, read them. This makes absolute sense makes a lot of sense about the illnesses that we're seeing in the American population and throughout the world, and the fact that the lack of iodine is producing a tremendous number of maladies that we just were not connecting together. And once you start studying this, you can all of a sudden start seeing that there are relationships between thyroid disease and breast cancer and breast illnesses, that there's problems with cyst nodules and scar tissue and the thyroid, the breast, the ovaries, and so on. And all of this is being related to the absence of iodine in the American diet. It's a very simple remedy. It's a remedy that can be remedied without the use of prescription products, that you can take iodine without a prescription. It is something that's readily available. I think Dr. Stan here, can get the iodine for you. It is something that it is remarkable about how well people are feeling, and we hear every day testimonials from people from throughout the whole nation about how much better they feel in the presence of taking iodine.
So, well, we've started taking, my wife and I, and we do carry it through Radio Liberty. We think it's a great product, and we even have some articles that we provide for people. These are written by people in academia who've been looking into this, and firmly convinced that this is something that we really have missed for some time, and I don't think anybody really realized that they were taking it out of our diet. They were taking it out of our bread and out of our milk, and then they were taking it out of half of the salt. About only 52% of the salt contains iodine now?
Right, about 50% of the salt contains iodine, and we need to encourage our American women to start being careful about what salt they get and to make sure it's iodized salt. The other thing, too, is that this thing called sea salt does not contain that much iodine in there. You have to buy iodized sea salt. And also, we need to try to teach our population how to eat more sea vegetables, such as it's called sushi, where they use seaweed with rice and other foods. But we need to teach Americans how to eat more sea, we taught the population how to become more vegetarian, but what we haven't done is to try to teach the population how to become more marine vegetarian.
Amen to that. Well, Dr. Fletcher, thank you so very much for being with us again. We really enjoy having you. Look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we really believe this is very important. Actually, we put together a 4-tape set, my interviews with Dr. Fletcher, my interviews with Dr. Blaylock on this subject, and if you're interested in getting our 4-tape set on iodine, why give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and we'll actually send you an article by Dr. Donald Miller, who is a professor of cardiac surgery up at the University of Washington. He's done a lot of work on this as well. You can also get the Iodorol if you're interested. One tablet a day gives you about 12.5 milligrams, of a combination of the Lugol solution and, of course, the iodized salt. And that is certainly about what the Japanese are eating. That's Iodorol. So if you'd like to get the 4-tape set, or you'd simply like to get the article, or you'd like to get the 4-tape, product, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, there's so many things that we're taking that are hazardous to our health. I mean, millions of Americans are taking statin drugs. And if you are taking this prophylactic, you've never had a heart attack, you've never had a stroke, there is absolutely no evidence that it helps. Absolutely none. If you have had a heart attack or stroke, maybe 1 in 50, 1 in 75 will benefit from taking it, and all the rest are simply taking it, but has nothing to do with lowering the cholesterol. Cholesterol, when you really need to get some of the material we have, going into the background of this, and now doctors across America, or some of them, are beginning to speak out against what I think is one of the greatest frauds and misuse of medicine, and that is the statin craze. Somehow or other, if we can change your cholesterol figures, why, we're going to keep you from dying. And there's simply no evidence that that's true. If you have never had a heart attack or never had a stroke, and if you have had a heart attack or stroke, we're talking about, say, 49 people taking the medication not going to do any good, and one will help. Is it really worth that? You've got to learn how to read the package inserts and see what they really say. So if you'd like the information, we have a great 4-THCell and statin drugs. We've got a booklet on statin drugs. In fact, we did a wonderful interview with Dr. Bill Sardi last night, giving you the latest information on this. If you'd like to get a copy of that, the latest interview with Bill Sardi on statin drugs, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. For an overview of what you need to do with your health, let me suggest Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. If you'd like to know what the drug companies are doing to you, you need to get the book written by the former editor of the New England Journal, Dr. Marshall Angel, on the staff at Harvard. And, of course, she wrote a book, The Truth About the Drug Companies, who are in bed with the FDA, who are giving you many times medications that are frankly harmful to your health, that know what need to be done, and of course to suppress the information so they can come up with some sort of molecule that they can market to you. But really, the basic things about health are really so very, very simple. You need vitamin C, and you need vitamin D, and you need selenium and magnesium, and you need the fish oils, and you need the things that will keep you healthy, including you need exercise, and you need to be on the right side of diet. At least they're beginning to talk a little bit about that today. For years, they've been giving you all the wrong information on trans fats. Oh, you don't want to eat butter. Why, you have all these nice vegetable oils. And, of course, they've known for many, many years how harmful they were. And now, suddenly, why, we're going to outlaw the very things we've been telling you to eat all along. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. You are responsible for your health. We'll do the best we can to keep you on the cutting edge of what's going on. Please pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty. And again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. President Bush is acknowledging that he has authorized U.S. forces to kill Iranians in Iraq if they're deemed a threat. With more, his correspondent Mark Smith from the White House.
The president says he carefully considered what lawmakers had to say before deciding that sending more troops to Iraq was the best way of avoiding disaster. And he added pointedly, I'm the decision maker.
I know there is skepticism and pessimism, and that they are, some are condemning a plan before it's even had a chance to work.
And speaking to reporters as he met with top Pentagon commanders, Bush